My name is Andy Bewley, and I'm the director of the show.
And I'm Warren Doyle, and I'm musical director of the show. Listen to that howling mob of the blackheads. Yeah, it's pretty much just the last week of Jesus' life, his entry into Jerusalem, the Last Supper, his betrayal by Judas, who is the protagonist of this piece. He's the one that really pushes the story forward, and his eventual death. It's not all about religion. We wanted to take away the religion and put in other motivations with what was happening. We've said it from the point of view of students. We really want to create a piece which is interesting and not have any religious overtones, so it's for the atheist and the believer alike.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
Hi, my name is Nick Armfield, I'm playing Jesus.
Hi, I'm Alex Wilson, and I'm playing Judas.
And I'm Emily Down, and I'm playing Mary Magdalene.
Judas, well, he's obviously the great betrayer. He's the, as our director likes to put it, the greatest villain in all of history. And the piece is really set up through his eyes, the last few days of Jesus. But we're trying to mix it up a little bit and show the friendship at the beginning and then how that falls down into the ultimate betrayal.
Jesus, he's, like Alex said, we're sort of looking at a new tack of these people. And I think Jesus is sort of a man with power, but he goes a bit sort of power crazy. And Judas sees this, but it's too late to stop him, really. So it's quite a sort of sad and slow downfall. But you see both the friendship and sort of the destruction of the friendship as well.
Yeah, well, I'd say Mary goes on like a similar kind of journey, because at the beginning she starts like really strong, like no man's going to break her, elite prostitute, and then it's this like wonderful gift of God comes in, and it's kind of the progression of like them falling in love and then ultimately her not being able to do anything for his death.
Well, notoriously it's quite a camp show, very very glitz and glamour, and I personally thought it deserved more, and Oren was on board with me that, and Kath loves her physical theatre and loves her contemporary dance, so it all fitted in quite nicely. So basically we've just focused a lot more on creating a world which is dilapidated, it's under pressure, and it needs that sort of messiah figure. And that was our justification for it. And there's some scenes where it really comes through, particularly a scene towards the end, which I won't ruin for you, which is one of the best things I've ever seen, student or professional. And that's, I think we're all really proud of it, to be honest. So yeah, we just wanted to, in general, create a darker piece.
I think the songs are so incredible. It's really it's a singer's musical, because it's through song, and all three of us get probably one of the best songs we've ever sung, best songs we ever will sing.
Yeah,
depressingly.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a real powerhouse.
Yeah, I think the first thing we have to do is accept that we're not rock stars.
Yeah,
yeah, we haven't belt these notes that some previous guys have. So we've really looked at it with our musical directors about how we can get the best out of our voices.
And at the same time, it's trying to act at the same time, which is quite difficult. It's quite easy to sing a song, but then to portray the story at the same time. I don't know. I found it quite difficult.
Definitely a few lasting images. I'm very, very keen on sort of freeze frames and sort of mosaics in the movement of the piece. So definitely a few sort of abiding images to sort of be stuck in the mind. I'd also like them to sort of understand how you can really do a lot at university level.
This musical's full of fantastic numbers. Like the first one, Heaven on Their Minds, I think is one of the greatest openings to a musical. And I think if people take away how many good numbers there are before Andrew Lloyd Webber becomes commercialised, it really is a fantastic piece.
It's going to be great.
You have some of the best songs you will have ever heard at your time at university or school. You've got a huge chorus, a good amount of principals who we've been working at this musical for so long, and I think it's going to be something quite extraordinary, actually, in several.
It's something different. Very, very different. The backdrop to our set is something special. I know it sounds really a really simple answer, but we've just put so much work and money into the show that it is much, much a bigger budget, basically. And it will come across in the lighting, everything. You're going to get your money's worth, undoubtedly.
I think it's something completely different that you definitely won't have seen in Central Hall before. Mm. We've been involved with the past shows, you know, West Side Story, Into the Woods. This is something completely different. It's far more modern, far more in-your-face than any of those. So, really, I mean, you can come along for the musical because it's great, or you can come along for the experience, which is equally valid, I think.
It is on the 6th to the 8th of February, so that's week 5. People can get tickets via USU website, usu.org/shop. And we are on Vanbrugh stalls every day from 12 to 2, and you can get your tickets there. Students are £7, concessions are £10, and adults are £12.